3:11 a.m. Eastern Time, and that's when they're and this is the one that involves roads and bridges. Why do they have to be voting in the middle of the night? Why couldn't they vote at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Yeah, nothing screams transparency, quite like holding a vote literally in the dead of night. There's going to be a lot of things. So I'm still sifting through some of what's in that bill, but there's going to be a lot of things that we don't like. It's inevitable. It's a huge bill. It is cram-packed full of special projects and what have you, and I'm sure that as we start digging into it, it's going to be really scary. I think they know that. And so they say, hey, let's hold this literally in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., who's really going to be noticing? By the time people are reporting on what's in it and the outrageous things, it's already going to be basically a done deal. And that is such a problem on the federal, local, and state level, where the legislature just really does not want you to know what they're doing because they can't deal with the political pushback. And it's a sad narrative, and it's something that I think people should be loud and objective.
And by the way, while they are debating, and it's not really debating in the classic sense, but while they're talking about this $1.2 trillion package, there is a $3.5 trillion other package, which is the human infrastructure. And it doesn't have a lot to do with roads and bridges, but it does have a lot to do with social welfare. Does it have any chance of passing even with reconciliation?
Hey, everything is infrastructure now, apparently. I don't know if it's actually got a chance of passing or not, because you do have a couple of somewhat moderate Democrats out there. But, never say never. I mean, we live in really weird political times right now, where I actually could see it passing. And what's really scary is that nobody really seems to, I mean, we're playing with monopoly money at this point. We're talking about $1.2 trillion. We're talking about $3-point-something trillion. We just had one of the biggest spending years in history. Our deficit has never been higher. And nobody seems to care. And it's not just Democrats that don't seem to care. Republicans don't seem to care either. Some of them are making noise about it right now, but I guarantee you that's only because they're out of power. They weren't screaming about it the last 4 years when spending was through the roof, just like they weren't screaming about it when George Bush was in power and spending was going through the roof. So that, to me, is the scariest thing. At this point, we really are playing with monopoly money. Nobody seems to care about the size. The question is, politically, can it get through and some key people still win re-election? If the answer to that question is yes, it will get pushed through.
And we're going to be in a heap of trouble. Always, always good to visit with you. And I know you've got all kinds of great stuff, a major event coming up. Can you talk a little bit about what's ahead for NPRI?
Yeah, really quick. If people ought to go to nevadapolicy.org. If you go to nevadapolicy.org, right there at the top, on August 19th, which is just next week, we've got our live big Las Vegas dinner. And it's going to be headlining Molly Hemingway. She's going to come and be our keynote speaker. Going to be an awesome night. I know we've got a lot of people RSVPing, but I think we still have some spots available, so definitely check it out. Just nevadapolicy.org, and you'll see it right there at the top of the page.
Michael, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. We will talk again soon, I promise.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
There you go. Michael Shouse joining us as we continue. Stay where you are. Don't touch that dial. Oh, we got a lot to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And at 4:31, I've got the traffic cams on my desktop here, and I do see some police activity. It's consuming the left lane. That's near the airport, southbound Paradise at Tropicana. Also, do expect some delays as you head through the downtown freeways. They're doing that bridge reconstruction, and it's going to be this way for a while, so give yourself some extra time. Westbound at Eastern, eastbound 515 at Main Street there at the Bull. Also, heavy volumes on the 15. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour right now, southbound at Oakey and northbound at Spring Mountain. And do expect some congestion there, 215 westbound at Tenaya, and 95 eastbound at the 15.
Las Vegas Strip, AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. The Pro Football Hall of Fame classes of 2020 and 2021 were inducted into the Hall of Fame over the weekend in Canton, Ohio. That included Steelers greats Troy Polamalu and Bill Cowher. The former coach said,
"You know, coaching, like playing, is a brotherhood. You share the joys of winning, the frustrations of losing, and thrive in the next opportunity to do it again. During the season, we spend more time together than we do with our families. So I also want to send a special thank you to the coach's spouses for running the home. It takes a special partner to be a coach's wife."
Other inductees included Peyton Manning and Jimmy Johnson. At the Olympics, the United States edged out China for the most gold medals. The U.S. with 39 total medals, 113 by far the most at the Games. Download the free Score app. Lightning fast updates so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio done right.
Professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help with all your car care needs. Whether you're shopping for parts, accessories, or supplies, we've got you covered. Right now, get Superior Coverall Tire Shine 2 for $16, plus earn double O rewards points. Keep your car looking like new. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Finding your true love is one of life's great adventures. Let Christian Mingle guide you on this journey and join our growing community of practicing singles looking for the one. Life is full of surprises. The one God intends for you might be closer than you think, even at your church. Embrace the adventure that awaits you with Christian Mingle. Visit ChristianMingle.com/radio today. That's ChristianMingle.com/radio.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters. Do it right now. Peters Family Insurance. Call him today at 702-870-4000. The promise we make to you every week is if you promise to listen on Monday, we'll give you the best of the Sunday shows. We'll let you sleep in, go to church, play tennis, go to brunch, do whatever you want to do. But we're not going to, you know, tie you to the big screen, to the flat screen. We're just not going to do it. For instance, Dr. Anthony Fauci was on with Fareed Zakarias of CNN. And I don't know whether they're trying to scare us or not. I'm just not sure. Saying that there are more variants out there, worse than Delta, that may be developing even as we speak. This is Dr. Fauci from yesterday.
"I would much rather get vaccinated and not get COVID than get COVID and then be protected. Because with COVID, besides the risk of getting seriously ill, there's a thing called long COVID, which means you may get moderate to mild illness, recover virologically, and then go for months with the persistence of symptoms. This is something to be taken seriously, and that's the reason why we emphasize we are fortunate enough as a nation to have a highly effective vaccine. more than we even are using. So let's utilize that, because there are people in the world who would do anything to get vaccinated, and yet we have the tool to do it. So we owe it to ourselves and we owe it to them to get that done.
Now the virus presumably keeps adapting. Could we imagine, or are we likely to see another variant, perhaps more transmissible or more difficult to deal with than Delta, if Delta is conquered?
The answer is correct, that you are correct, Fareed. If, in fact, you allow the virus to continue to spread, you give it the opportunity to mutate. There's a very strong tenet in virology, and that is that viruses can't mutate if they don't replicate. If you give them the opportunity to spread, you are giving them ample room to mutate. Now, not every mutation is going to wind up being functionally important, but if you let it mutate enough, sooner or later, you may get a constellation of mutations that would lead to a variant that might evade the vaccine much more than the current Delta is evading. It might be as replication competent, but even more serious, which gets back again, Fareed, to the recurrent theme. You can prevent that from happening by getting people vaccinated and not allowing the virus the freedom to freely go around, infect people, and mutate. We have the solution. We just need to implement it.
Is he trying to scare us? In our next segment, we'll open up our phone lines to you, and we'll find out. Is Dr. Fauci saying, oh, there's something even worse than Delta out there? Is this science talking, or is this somebody trying to scare us? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. First-time callers, always welcome. You always seem to bring something fresh to the show. We love that. So call us right now. Again, the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. Oh, by the way, coming up top of the hour, very excited, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventure. He's just back from Alaska. North to Alaska. Remember the Johnny Horton song? Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th Annual Bass Cry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bass Cry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money.
It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense. The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, Jared Fisher will join us top of the hour. The only guest we have right now that has his own theme song. Did you really? You didn't know? You didn't know? No, he's got his own theme song. Really cool. By the way, in case you're wondering, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton tomorrow. Their guest, Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, will join Clay and Buck and talk about how he's pushing back against the CDC and what you can do, too. One of the stories that we've been following, and I don't know how it's going to end right now. I really honestly don't. I talked to Victor Jakes earlier, and he seemed to think that criminally this guy may skate. Alan Dershowitz was on Newsmax TV over the weekend. Could Governor, and this is cut two, by the way, could Andrew Cuomo go to the slammer, or will he get out from under these criminal charges of sexual harassment and maybe sexual assault? Listen to this.
Theoretically possible. The accusation by the unnamed woman that Cuomo put his hand under her blouse and cupped her breast is technically a misdemeanor, an assault, which could result in imprisonment for up to a year. Very unlikely it will happen. There are all kinds of inconsistencies, apparently, in her story, failure to know what day it happened. The governor has records of everything and where he was at all times. It would be a very, very uphill battle to try to imprison the governor. Impeachment is different. And remember, people have to understand this. The criteria for impeachment of a governor in New York is very different from the criteria for impeachment of a president. For the president, it requires criminal-type behavior, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. I argued that in the Senate successfully. In New York, it really is malfeasance in office. Very broad terms, exactly the terms that the United States Constitution rejected and that the Democrats wanted to voice on the United States during the Trump impeachment. So impeachment is an easy road compared to federal, but I think state criminal prosecution would be very difficult, and I don't think it will happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the other thing, too, is local DAs are now going after Cuomo. Yeah. Why is the attorney general who fired this report, you know, she had a litany. I mean, we read them off this morning. I mean, it is a menu of charge or allegations, let's say. Why are they not bringing one big case against him by the state?
Oh, it's all political. Every district attorney wants to hop on the bandwagon. None of them wants to be run against by somebody who said, my God, the DA didn't do anything about Governor Cuomo. So it's all political. Look, the litany of charges includes some serious ones, like the hand under the blouse, but absurd ones, like he looked a woman up and down, he stared yeah. at a woman's body. My God, how many people would be out of prison, men and women, if that became a serious charge? Look, I don't think the report is credible. It doesn't involve cross-examination. Many of the people who were investigated were not put under oath. There were no transcripts. Nobody should take as gospel this one-sided investigation. Everybody has the right to due process, to confront, to cross-examine. And until and unless that's done, we don't accept in America what the Attorney General of the United States said in her bigoted statement. Namely, we must believe all women. Why? We must believe all Jews. We must believe all blacks. We must believe all Native Americans. You cannot make statements like you must believe all women and expect to be taken seriously as the Attorney General of New York. Shame on her for her bigotry.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? By the way, somebody asked me earlier today, what'd you do over the weekend to have a good weekend? It was a great weekend. I even went to the movies. I went to see Stillwater, Matt Damon's new film. It was about 10 minutes too long, but it was a great movie. Great movie. But it wasn't maybe the most popular movie, but boy, oh boy, oh boy. Jim Dallas, there's at least one film that is being hung out to dry. And maybe for a good reason. Don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of wokeness in Hollywood, as we all know, and the world has changed even from like 4 or 5 years ago. And the movie Suicide Squad is a pretty good example of it, Kevin. When it was released originally in 2016, the Friday haul was $65 million for Suicide Squad, the original. Just 5 years ago, the Suicide Squad 2021, the Friday haul, $12 million.
Ooh, 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 and how much did it cost to produce?
Well, now they expect to make a lot more, obviously, off of this. But for the entire weekend, Suicide Squad this year, 2021, only made $25 million. It cost upwards to $200 million to produce, and another $50 million to promote it. So
yeah,
you're talking a quarter of $1 billion, and they only got what, maybe 10% of that.
Yeah. Oh my God. That,
yeah.
Is there anybody in it that we know?
We know the John Cena is
the wrestler.
What? Right. And Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie, of course, was in The Wolf of Wall Street, which is one of the best movies you could ever see.
That's incredible.
Have you seen that?
I have not.
It's worth renting or checking out. The Wolf of Wall Street. Occasionally it's on maybe Paramount or someplace, but it's an excellent movie. It's a long movie. Like you said, Stillwater may be a few minutes too long, but this movie is worth it. The Wolf of Wall Street. It's a true story. Starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, and, I did see it.
And Margot Robbie.
Yeah. When you said Margot Robbie, I was like, yeah. Is it Margot Robbie?
The beautiful blonde from Australia.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have said Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, that too.
Anyway, gentlemen, Jim Dallas, off to the movies. Now, I tell you, if you get a chance, go see Stillwater. It was pretty darn good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, coming up, Jared Fisher. He has his own theme song now, believe it or not. His own theme song. We'll let you hear it coming up at the top of the hour on AM 670 KMZQ.
blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's legislative report card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Just call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. I want you to hear Dr. Francis Collins. This is Cut 3. He was on with George Stephanopoulos yesterday, favoring, and he seems to favor, more vaccine mandates. Listen to this.
You say it's past time for people to get vaccinated. Is it time for more vaccine mandates?
The compelling case for vaccines for everybody is right there in front of you. Just look at the data. And certainly I celebrate when I see businesses deciding that they're going to mandate that for their employees. And as a person who runs the National Institutes of Health with 45,000 employees and contractors, I am glad to see the president insisting that we go forward requiring vaccinations, or if people are unwilling to do that, then regular they're testing at least once or twice a week, which will be very inconvenient. Yeah, I think we ought to use every public health tool we can when people are dying. Death rates are starting up again, and you just went through the numbers about how many new cases we are seeing. We are on a very steep upswift of that curve, and we ought to be thinking of every possible intervention.
Sir, your sigh there said it all. That was about as close as a yes as you could get. You clearly believe the vaccine mandates could make a difference.
I understand how that can sometimes set off all kinds of resistance, but